Before the governor had even introduced his plan, the anti-abortion group Wisconsin Right to Life pledged to fight against it. Legislative Director Susan Armacost says her group has no problem with most of Doyle's plan, which would encourage entrepreneurism, as well as fund Alzheimer's and computer-based medical research. But Right to Life takes serious issue with using taxpayer dollars on experiments involving stem cells. Armacost says too much of Doyle's rhetoric has focused on using this research to create jobs in Wisconsin.
Now, that isn't a bad goal. We agree that that is probably a good goal, but to tout the destruction of human life for research that's unethical, as well as not proven to even be effective, is the wrong road to go down.
Armacost says her organization is already working with state lawmakers on drafting an alternative to Doyle's plan that does not use public funds to work with stem cells. The governor says that's only a small portion of his plan, but a vital one.
We have a unique opportunity in Wisconsin to develop, as we already are, but to accelerate the development of a major biotech industry in Wisconsin, and stem cells are going to be a very important part of that. So I think when people have to make their choices here, that they're going to choose for the curing of disease.
Doyle has yet to announce how much money he'd like the state to contribute to his proposal. It will be part of the larger state budget he submits to lawmakers early next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.